Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for July the 10th, 2014. Could I have a roll call, please?
Faulk?
Here.
Gallagher? Johnson?
Here.
Spranger? Wallager?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go and visit the site in question and usually comes to make a decision at the meeting. I'll move ahead to the minutes, please. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the June 12th?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
You want to call the roll, Lisa?
Faulk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Wallager?
Yes. We have three cases this evening. One case, item C, is being deferred to our next meeting, which is August the 14th. That's case number 14056 at 5636 Cavern Crossing. It's an R3 district. It's being deferred because we do not have a quorum. One member must be deferring, so we need another member here. So we'll be deferring until August the 14th. So anyone here for that item need not stay, or if they wish to stay, that's fine also. We'll go to item A, which is case 14-054 at 5620 Dodge Drive. It's a request for a variance to allow a six-foot-high fence in a required front yard submitted by Scott Ward. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
This site is located by traveling from Crow Creek Road south onto Monks until you reach the intersection of Dodds Drive. It is the location outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to have a six-foot-high fence on the northwest corner of the property. Only a portion of that fence, which is shown in purple on the graphic now being displayed, needs a variance. The rest of the fence, which is being shown in yellow on the display, does not need a variance. So only the purple portion is what we're talking about for the variance request this evening. This is a lot that has three street frontages and therefore by code has three front yard setbacks. That's a very unique situation in the city, and of course the addition of two additional front yard setbacks on this lot causes some difficulty when trying to place a six-foot fence onto the property. By ordinance, only the green and yellow portion being displayed now would be allowed to have a six-foot fence. All the rest of the property by code would have to be a four-foot high fence maximum. The reason for this request is for privacy and for sound deadening of vehicles that are beginning to travel down onto Monks Road. The area is getting somewhat more developed down there. There is beginning to get a little more traffic all the time, and that's the reason they would like to have this. There's extensive landscaping between the requested fence and Monks Road. What you're seeing here must be an old picture, because if you drive down there right now, that's very dense, and most of the fence will not be visible, at least from my perspective, from Monks Road, because of the landscaping that has grown up in that area since this photo was taken. The applicant points out the fact that this would be in keeping with the neighborhood, as there is a fence located just one house to the north, and it's almost a mirror image of what is being requested here. Again, this is a unique situation. The previous fence is on a through lot, and there are some provisions for fencing in what we all consider to be the rear yards on through lots, even though it does have two street frontages. This does not have that advantage. It is a corner lot that has three street frontages. I think also the existing fence, if you go up to that area, also has considerable landscaping between it and the roadway. And if this request is approved, I believe the landscaping in this area is actually going to be even more than what exists on that existing fence. I believe that summarizes the request. Staff does recognize the unique features of this yard, having three front yard setbacks as a hardship. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Want to go to the podium, sir, and state your name and address?
Hi, my name is Scott Ward. I submitted the request. I live at 5620 Dodge Drive with my family. Really just looking for some privacy in that corner. We're fortunate enough we're going to be able to put in a hot tub in the neighborhood, and that corner is really the only spot that you can see through. We have a very small backyard, as you can see. And like the gentleman stated, there's a lot of landscaping. There's actually a row of trees on either side of the sidewalk that really makes it a thick area there. But that'll just give us a little more privacy on that end, and we'd appreciate that consideration.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions for the gentleman?
I have one.
No. Would you like to speak in favor or opposition to it, sir? Would you like
I don't know yet whether it's in favor or opposed. You have to go to the podium, sir.
Go to the podium and state your name and address, please.
Rich McMurray, 5635 Dodge Drive, directly across the street from this house. And my question is, are you fencing in that area up against the house and making a fence that will control your dogs or kids or whatever, or is it just a privacy fence from the drive? And if it is fencing in the area, is it going to extend past the edge of the house?
The answer is the fencing is going to be exactly what is shown up there in yellow. So it doesn't enclose anything. It's simply screening from Monks and the neighbor to the north. There's not going to be an enclosed area.
Okay. Is there anyone here in addition to those two gentlemen that want to speak in favor or opposition to this, please?
Margot Fremel, I live at 5705 Dodge Drive. I have two questions. One, what kind of fence is it going to be? Is it going to be wooden? Is it going to be plastic? Is it going to be chain? And two, is it going to be right on the sidewalk? The other fence that is up there is like 20, I measured 20 inches back from the sidewalk. If it's right on the sidewalk, and there are trees there, it's not very wide because the tree branches from the pine trees intrude into the sidewalk area. So I'm concerned about how close to the sidewalk it's going to be, what's it's going to be made of, and are you going to leave the trees up that are there, or are you going to take those trees down? That's all. I'm not necessarily opposed to the fence. Just I have those questions.
Mr. Chairman.
What's the requirement on the setback, John?
Typically, throughout the community, front yard setbacks, as a rule of thumb, are set back about 1 foot from the inside of the sidewalk. That's just a rule of thumb. He will be required to show where the property line is by locating the property pins. If I'm making an assumption, he'll probably hire a fence company. Fence companies are very good at that. They know how to find those property pins. So it will not be right up against the sidewalk. This is very similar to the request you talked about last month on Oakry, and you wanted us to make sure that it was not going to be directly up against the sidewalk, that it was set back at the property line, and indeed that'll be the same in this case.
Scott, do you have some more comments?
Sure, if I could just answer the questions. One, that we will leave the trees. We love the trees. It's nice that they block. I kind of like that it overhangs the sidewalk. It's like walking through a tunnel. I kind of like that. It'll be a wood, 6-foot wood privacy fence, so a fairly solid fence. We'll have some scalloping at the top to dress it up a little bit. I assume it'll be back at least 12 inches from the sidewalk. It won't be right up next to it. We're limited somewhat because the ground is sloping up there and the trees are there, but we're going to push it back from the sidewalk as much as we can. It's unusable space for us anyways, so as far back as practical on that sidewalk, we understand that kind of makes a tunnel there, and we'll try to avoid that. And we have hired a fence company, a professional fence company, to do this work for us.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Would you state your name and address, please?
Gerald Jock, 5670 Dodds Drive. Been a resident out there 26 years. Have no strong opposition, just a concern that another variance will be given to someone else where they're allowed a 6-foot fence in the front yard. What he's doing is fine where it is. We're two lots down from him. We have a smaller fence, decorative fence, inside our berm, like 8 feet from the sidewalk. So long as this is a good-looking fence, where it's located and doesn't go any further than that, I'm fine with it.
There still will be adequate sight distance for turning at the intersection also.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just so it doesn't start something in the neighborhood or where there's more fences that are 6 foot high going up in front of houses. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this request? Thank you. Any questions from the board?
I do have a few concerns. I went out there and I did walk through there this afternoon and took a few pictures, and at my height, so I'm 5'7", so 5.5 feet or so would be my eye height. Fence would be up here, and there are a lot of tree branches in the way and that type of thing. I don't think your fence is planned to extend too far south into that, but I guess I have a question or a concern about, it's a 4-foot sidewalk. If you put a 6-foot fence on the one side, and the trees are very mature on the west side, you are starting to constrict. I can see it coming down to only maybe 3 feet of actual pavement being truly walkable without having to dodge and that type of thing. That makes this situation to me a little bit more unique. And it's not necessarily a problem two houses up to the north, because there are virtually no trees in front of that 6-foot fence. So I guess I just want to bring that up. Who maintains the trees? They are in the right of way. How do we make sure that this doesn't become doesn't infringe on the pedestrians and such going through there? Are you willing to, maybe you had mentioned bringing the fence to the east a little bit, as far back as you can? I know you slope up a little bit back there. Is there any thought of that?
Yeah,
that one sort of open area, kind of like the north third of your lot, that's more open.
Right.
And also more open to the Monk's Road.
Right. Yeah, the trees that are on the side closest to the house are going to have to be trimmed back to get the fence in.
Right.
So we're going to be doing some of that. Mm-hmm. I've got that planned for next weekend. Mm-hmm. A good question, who maintains the trees on the right-of-way? I just moved into this house in February, and that's a question I had myself. But more than happy to trim them back if they get invasive. I don't know how many people go through there, but there's constantly joggers and bikers, and we ride our bikes through there, and we don't seem to have an issue. But yes, to answer your question of where it'll be, we're going to move it as far as we can to the east, because, like I said, that's unusable space for us anyways, because it's sloping down and there's trees there. So there's no reason for us to push it out to the sidewalk. You get to a point where you get into roots and things like that we can't go. So we've already talked to our fence guy, get it as far as you can away from the sidewalk. We respect that, and it'll look nicer for us too. I mean, we live here, so I appreciate your concerns. Well, yeah, I've got a lot of tree trimming to do in my new house, so
Anyone else wishing to speak on this subject? Dave, do you have anything?
No, I think the concerns have been addressed.
Is someone want to make a motion?
I will make a motion to grant a variance to increase the. That's the wrong motion. Hold, please. I'll make a motion to grant the variance to allow a 6-foot-high fence in the required front yard as shown in the attachments for case number 14-054-5620 Dodds Drive.
Second.
Second. There's been a motion and a second to approve case number 14-054 at 5620 Dodds Drive. Can I have a vote, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Mollinger?
Aye. Yes. That has been approved. Case B is 14055 at 4500 Utica Ridge Road, a Class C district, or C6 district, and it's a request for a variance to increase the allowable number of on-premises identification signs from 1 to 2 and to increase the allowable square footage of signage from 300 square feet to 513 square feet submitted by Unity Point. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
I think we're all aware of where the hospital is, Bedorf Hospital on Utica Ridge Road and Terrace Park. The hospital recently went through a name change from Trinity to Unity Point and also recently received an award as being selected as one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. They would like to, this is a graphic that I have left over from the previous request that they brought to you in May. And at that time they wanted to place 2 signs to celebrate the award on the hospital at 2 different locations. That request is now being amended to just 1 sign. I'm showing the banner in the display before you on a certain side of the hospital. I'm not sure that that determination has been made, or if that's the exact location, but it will be just 1 sign that is going to be added for that purpose to the property. This is the sign that they would like to add to the property. How it would look in conjunction with the site of the building, the size of the building. The property is one of the larger properties within the city of Bettendorf. Actually contains 1,480,500 square feet in the lot. So from that perspective, the size of the sign and its perspective on the building appears to be appropriate to meet the need to be seen from the I-74 interstate corridor. At the previous request, the board was concerned about the precedent that this would set and the impact that would be made by having 2 more additional signs on the building. This request is obviously will have a smaller impact than the previous request had, and in fact this request is for 360 square feet of less signage than the previous request made. I believe that summarizes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Good evening. I'm Christy Gauz. I am the administrator at the Unity Point Health Trinity campus. Had the opportunity to speak with you previously as well. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come back and speak to you on this modified proposal. We did listen. We have scaled back based upon your feedback what we're looking to do. I'll provide just a brief overview since I believe all of you were here the last time. But we remain honored to receive this Truven Analytics 100 Top Hospital Award after celebrating just 10 years in Trinity Bettendorf. they evaluate over 2,800 hospitals. So to have a top 100 hospital in our community is something that we're looking to celebrate. It is a very unique and prestigious award that, you know, being shared on a prominent interstate reinforces the high quality of healthcare we have right here in our own city. So that's, we feel that this high quality healthcare contributes to the quality of life in the Quad Cities and supports the economic development through, you know, retention of attracting new residents. Everyone is really touched by healthcare. We think that in addition, it highlights to the existing community the high level of care that's right here in our community. Too often we do see care that's leaving our community, and seeing this right on the interstate will help people and assure them that that care can be delivered right here, again, having that economic impact right here in our own city. We'd ask that you consider this request. I'm here personally to ask you to consider this smaller request. The city staff has noted that the signage, you know, is proportionate to the building. We do have a pretty major setback from the I-74 corridor, so we do need the sign to be visible. As a reminder, we occupy nearly 1.5 million square feet, and we're just asking for a few hundred more feet to be able to actually see the sign. I guess regarding the precedent setting that we talked so much about last time, I'd ask you to kind of consider that minimum size component. If in fact this would, you know, have more requests coming in, that there still be subject to a minimum size or kind of a ratio requirement. I think that would significantly, you know, decrease what's able to come in front of you. Like was noted, there are very few buildings of this magnitude within the city. So if it's relative to the size of the building, it should lessen the ability to come forward. Again, it's just something that we'd really like to be able to highlight about what's happening in our own community and the high quality of healthcare. So again, thank you for your time. I'm happy to answer any questions that maybe we weren't able to answer for you last time, or any that you've thought of in the interim.
Would this be a permanent sign, or would this be a banner type sign?
This is a permanent sign.
And it'd be up there all the time?
That would be our intent, yes. We are a top 100 hospital in this country, so that's something that we are able to let people know about into the future.
Is that a temporary award, or is that a considered for the life of the hospital?
Truven Health Analytics considers that to be a basically a lifetime award, or something that we can continue to promote. The gentleman from the sign company was here last time, talked about the rigidity of the sign. It's put up in a solid fashion. There will be no waving of the material, no deterioration possibility of that. If you look at other signs, for an example, like Eye Surgeons Associates or anything that gets over a certain square footage, it looks like a solid permanent sign because it is, but it's made out of a different material than maybe like a plastic or whatnot. He described that they truly take that to the edges, they expand, and then they truly, as he described, thumped along the entire process to make sure that that becomes taut. And believe me, we don't want something that would be flapping in any sort of fashion or whatnot. So they are Lang Signs is who we work with on all of our things, and they would be out, you know, if anything would change. There is no indication on our part, due to the other types of signs that they've put in our community, that we would have any problems with it.
Thank you. Anything else?
I have a couple of questions.
You have a question for her? Okay.
Where is this sign going to be relative to the current two identification signs?
There are two Trinity signs, as you mentioned. This would be near one of those, which is why we did not continue to duplicate the words Trinity or the logo on it. But it needs to be viewable from the I-74 corridor, so there's only so many faces that we could go to. So there are two, but this would be kind of wrapped around the other side of the hospital.
Okay, because the Trinity, so in this direction, say there's the Trinity, and it's kind of up and set back.
Yep.
It's hard, you know, because you don't want to be looking at your paperwork as you're going by.
Right, absolutely. Thank you.
So I wasn't quite sure which part of the building. I mean, is it kind of, you know, below on the next tier down or next roof line down, or is it over? Is it, what I'm looking for is it kind of supposed to be a combined sign? So
they would not be, they would not be on the same facade.
Mm-hmm. They'd be offset because of size, that type of thing, but not.
They would not be touching. Like you cannot see the word Trinity on this piece. There's different sections of the building, and this would be on a different section.
Mm-hmm.
So they're near. I mean, the word Trinity is just to the left of that picture, but they would not be on top of each other.
Yeah, I think it's really
right up there. Okay.
But again, to keep the size down and knowing that it did already say Trinity on the hospital, that was self-evident that we didn't want to make it larger by saying Trinity again or repeating logos or things like that.
Right. It's more in keeping with the current sign.
Absolutely. Size perspective, yes.
Okay. John, is that 513 square feet, does that include all three of their signs for the whole building?
Or that would be for two signs combined that are visible from one side. I think I explained last time we consider them to have three street frontages, street frontage here, here, and here, so they can orient a sign and get so many square feet, 300 oriented that way, 300 that way, and 300 this way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a unique situation, but again, it's 1.5 million square feet,
yeah.
So that it's not unique that it would be served by three roadways.
Okay.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this? Seeing none, Dave, do you have any questions?
Well, it appears to me that the sign that you're proposing will be basically lower on a different facade and to the right if you're looking at it from the interstate. Is that, that was the logical facade that I saw when I went to look at the site?
Correct.
Is that, okay. Then just to make sure so that I understand, because I think our biggest problem with the previous request wasn't so much with some of the particulars of the sign as it was with what it could mean to ongoing requests or future requests and setting a precedent. So, John, I need to have you clarify at least for me.
It is a unique situation.
How much larger are we than what they should be able to get by current ordinance? Is it 300 square feet and this is 513?
Yes, sir. So 213 square feet more.
Okay. Which I understand the proportion of the building and the distance from the right. I get that.
And we've done that fairly regularly, like Bettendorf Christian Church had a Hobby Lobby
is much larger, some of the signage at Duck Creek.
And I'm just trying to, I guess I would like staff's input on, again, reiterating to us where you think we are in terms of what kind of impact this has on anything else we might have to decide.
You know, it is unique. At first, staff considered this to be temporary sign because that's kind of the approach that they wanted to go, but longer than 60 days. And in that regard, it was something that could probably be seen as so unique because almost all your temporary signs that come in for staff, going out of business sales or grand opening or some type of big sale that's going on. So it's only needed for 30 days or it's only needed for 60 days. This is an award that was given that's going to be ongoing. So then, after that discussion, they felt that it would be something they'd like to incorporate into permanent signage on the building as on-premise rather than temporary sign. As you've talked about amongst yourselves, we have gone over the 300 square feet routinely. If the setbacks are appropriate, if the size of the buildings are appropriate. Trying to think of some of the more recent ones we have, certainly over in Duck Creek Plaza, we have some that are over the 300 square foot. I know that Hobby Lobby was that area there. Bendorf Christian, about twice that as I recall. And again, it was a unique situation, pretty massive size lot and a large facade on the building. We don't get these a lot.
Concern that I guess I have is this able to be considered part of an identification sign? It's not saying, and I'm not, you know, the size doesn't, I think we've set precedent enough that the size doesn't necessarily bother me. And the reason I'm asking whether or not it would be right next to the Trinity identification sign is sometimes they'll have signs where part of on the identification sign, say the freestanding signs on the highway, they'll have something else below, you know, mm-hmm. Big Ten Mart and all, you know. But this is unique in that this can this be considered, say, as part of that identification sign? That's my
approach on it. I'll explain it. You can say it was right or wrong. Mm-hmm. It's going to be permanent signage. It was the closest category I could come up with, because it does identify hospital. It links that to what the use of the building is, and that's why I made the approach that it was on-premise identification.
And it's sort of a tagline.
Yes. Yes.
If you want to, I don't want to diminish it.
No.
And you have difficulties with, you know, the facade is the facade. You really can't, you don't have any larger, they don't have any larger areas to locate it such that it would be combined with the Trinity, the original identification sign.
I'm concerned about the permanency of it. It's nice to win an award, but how do we know another year or two or three that they're going to receive that award? And or 10 years from now, it's just,
I think we can speak to, if you don't mind, sir, may I speak?
Go ahead.
This is new for Trinity Bettendorf. Again, it is only a 10-year-old facility. We have won this within Trinity and other occasions for our Illinois-based campuses. So this high-quality health care is not going to go away in your community. We have won this in 2007 and 2011 within Trinity right here in the Quad Cities. This is our first opportunity in 2014 to let the Bettendorf community specifically know about our health care services. So I can, as the administrator of the hospital, that this high-quality health care is not going to go away.
I know you want to advertise, and I know it's really a nice award to receive, but we have to think about other businesses trying to do the same thing and put up a permanent sign for their benefit, you know, which doesn't conform to the original sign ordinance.
Absolutely.
So, any other questions?
I have a question maybe for you for discussion. If this building, this portion of the building had been just that much taller and it said Trinity right there and it was all one sign,
that might be a different,
that's a different story.
It's a different story.
But we're
advertising
that
Trinity,
I believe that you
as
can
well as
see
the award.
Trinity. I mean, when you're on I-74, you can see the words Trinity as you're going by on both sides. It's not that it's completely isolated.
Is it right there? I'm trying to orient this.
I'm trying to think that this too is behind our emergency room when it's just segmented like this. Yeah, there would be one. It's just angled differently. But I don't think you can go by on I-74 and not see. It depends on which direction you're going, which one you're going to see first. But as you're looking at the building, you would see Trinity and this holistically. They're just, again, not right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, I value that this is your community. This is the Bettendorf Board of Adjustments. This, we have one within the Unity Point Health System. Even this year, we have won this, and Waterloo, Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, they have allowed the similar type of signage within their communities to promote that health care within their community. So although it is different for yours, I do just want to point out that it's not as if others aren't doing the same thing on their hospitals.
I may have it on the graphic from the May meeting, if you could bear with me for a moment.
Well, he's looking for that. I guess from my perspective, if they were coming in as a fresh building with a fresh signage, I mean...
You can do it all at once.
They do it all at once. It might fit a certain way. I am...
It's an award for for a temporary period. That's all I'm concerned about. And it's great to win the award. No problem.
Yeah, Truven Health Analytics, they consider you a top 100 hospital going forward because you've proven your value. They do come out annually. I'm not saying otherwise. We did win it in 2014, but we are not considered next year to not be a top 100 hospital. So, again, looking at the financial resources to put this sign up and you know, letting people know within our community, it's not something that we would prefer to see up for 6 months and take down. I can't say if we're going to leave it up absolutely forever, but it's not something we want to, you know, spend healthcare dollars in our community to put up for just a matter of months in any sort of temporary fashion. So it would be up for a period of time.
So now you have a high bar because you really have to maintain this status.
Absolutely. It's fully our intention to do so.
Pretty close to the same illustration.
And the current Trinity is separate letters.
There it is.
We are not, this is...
this is on the other side, correct? Oh, this is the side facing down towards Terrace, or I'm sorry,
North,
Tanglefoot.
North, isn't it?
And you're over by the emergency room?
This view is on the back side, which would be nearest to Crow Creek Road. I believe is it actually called something else when it crosses over Utica? If not, it's Crow Creek Road is the access side. That would be that view that you just had there with that large blue awning is directly behind our emergency room. So this was kind of, as we were showing it, would wrap around actually to the other side of the hospital. So it would be most viewable coming from the
I thought perhaps that illustration was better. I guess it wasn't.
I do
sorry.
Think that last one up there just helped a little bit seeing
with the overview.
Yeah, the more the
plan view.
I don't know if that was just one page prior on there.
I do think Trinity's here.
Yeah.
I think
And again, just because of the elongated nature of this sign is why we chose it to go there. The other initial proposed sign was much longer and more of a vertical orientation, so that's why we put it on the other side. This now will have greater continuity to those Trinity signs that are on the building.
So, Mr. Chairman, from I-74.
Okay.
Viewing this area of the hospital, you're going to see the word Trinity right next to top 100 hospital.
Okay. Anything else that you folks have? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is anyone else wishing to speak or in favor of this or opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion to be made?
Well, in my opinion, this I would consider this sort of an extension of the original identification sign, and because of the arrangement of the building facades and such, I would consider it more as a combined identification sign. That's whatever it is, 513 square feet. Because of that, I'm in favor, and I'm. When I make my motion, and the only reason I am making the motion from increasing the number of signs to two is because of it is in fact going to be two signs, but the reason I am in favor of it is because it seems as a grouping more like one identification sign that is larger in scale to be able to accommodate the large setback in the building and, you know, your situation. So, that being said, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the variance to increase the allowable number of on-premises signs, identification signs from 1 to 2, and to increase the allowable square footage of signage from 300 square feet to 513 square feet for case number 14-055, Unity Point.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We call the roll, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 14-055 at 4500 Utica Ridge Road is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Sorry.
Unanimous.